A new survey suggests there is a strong relationship between a person's political perspective and their views on free speech in Canada. Respondents who lean right were more likely to believe there should be no limits on speech, including the right to express hateful and offensive opinions. The National Phone Survey by the Canadian Hub for Applied and Social Research at the University of Saskatchewan was done between June 1 and June 27. It asked 1,000 people about their political leanings and their views on free speech. Research director Jason DeSano said he wanted to get a sense of where people stand on the matter, given the prominent role that the phrase, freedom, has been playing in the current Conservative Party of Canada leadership campaign. He said overall, 8 in 10 respondents, or nearly 86%, said they believe they have, or somewhat have, freedom of speech. Most respondents also said they believe governments and corporations like Twitter and Meta, formerly known as Facebook, should intervene to limit the spread of misinformation and hate speech. But when you break that down into one's political leanings, that's when you really see differences in Canadian views and opinions in the extent to which that freedom of speech should be limited. DeSano said, about 1 in 4 of the respondents who lean right to very right believe Canadians have very little or no freedom of speech compared to about 3% of left-leaning respondents who feel the same way. It's not surprising, said Barbara Perry, director of the Center of Hate, Bias and Extremism at Ontario Tech University. If we look at the narrative over the past few years, there has been an emphasis on cancel culture. Free speech has become a rallying call for the far right. It's always been there, but I think it was really amplified by the emergence of the alt-right in particular. DeSano said the Prairies had the highest proportion of people who identified as right-leaning at 31.5%, with people in Quebec having the lowest at 18.6%. The survey asked respondents if they agreed with the Canadian or the American approach to limits on free speech, saying that hate speech is unlawful in Canada but the First Amendment in the United States protects freedom of speech, including the right to express hateful comments. DeSano said 8 in 10 respondents agreed with Canada's approach. However, about 1 in 3 respondents, or 31%, who said they were right-leaning supported America's no-limit approach, with most respondents, 22.4%, coming from the Prairies and the least coming from Atlantic Canada with 4.5%. As for those who lean left, 2.5% of respondents said they, too, want no limits on speech. Perry said, American free speech absolutism has emerged in Canada and can be linked to social media. We're not just talking about speech that's offensive or hurts someone's feelings, we're really talking about dangerous speech and speech that has the potential to do real harm, Perry said. It comes back to the internet and having what they think is ease of access to spread whatever hateful and misguided ideas they want. The survey was reliable to within plus or minus 3%, with a 95% confidence level. This report by the Canadian Press was first published July 11, 2022. Mickey Jurek, The Canadian Press.